One of the things the president mentioned when we were briefing him now was, you know, that of course Kunene has amazing people. So while the government has identified the potential of the area, there is obviously potential for hydroelectric facilities to be built there. There is, of course, very good wind resources there as well. We're now understanding there is also good iron ore facility. And of course, our founding president had always envisioned a potential port facility being developed there. All of this, however, needs to be done in consultation with the people of Apur. So this is why the High Iron visited the governor. The Green Hydrogen Program is looking to provide resources, whether it's technical resources or financial resources, to do a strategic environmental and social assessment of the area in collaboration with our Ministry of Environment and Tourism. In doing that particular activity, we will identify how some of these assets could be brought together to uplift the economic potential of that region. And that is the work we will do in defining the Central Valley with the governance, with the guidance of the governor and, of course, all of the people of the Kunene region. So this is the work that we're very much looking forward to undertake. Of course, this Namibian company, High Iron, is also developing an amazing project in the Irongo region that will then be able to provide some of those learnings to the Kunene region. And that is how we think about this three valleys. Each of the valleys has unique characteristics, but they will all help each other to develop and uplift the Namibian economy.